Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, where we get real, raw, and ridiculously relatable about all things inner child healing. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like an uphill battle, right? We're constantly bombarded with negativity, expectations, and that ever-present voice in our head saying you're not enough. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all that gloom and doom? A superpower we all possess just waiting to be unleashed. It's called cultivating a positive attitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think blah, blah, positivity junk, hear me out. This isn't about forcing a fake smile when you feel like crying. It's about making conscious choices that shift your energy, attract good vibes, and ultimately lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Trust me on this one, folks, it's a game changer. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate that positive attitude like a boss. First up, gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what we lack just amplifies those feelings of discontent? It's like staring into a mirror and only seeing your flaws. Instead, try shifting your focus to all the amazing things in your life, even the tiny little ones. A sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, that hilarious meme your friend sent you. You know, the stuff that makes life actually worth living. Seriously, start a gratitude journal or simply take a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff. It's like a mental reset button for your happiness. Next up, ditch those negative self-talk scripts. Ever find yourself saying things like, I can't do this or I'm not good enough? Girl, please. Those are limiting beliefs that hold you back from achieving your dreams. Replace those negative whispers with empowering affirmations like, I am capable, I am worthy, and I am enough. Repeat them out loud, write them down, whatever works for you. Your brain is a powerful tool, train it to think positive thoughts about yourself. Thirdly, surround yourself with positive people. Think of your social circle as your energy ecosystem. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity and drama, guess what? That stuff starts to rub off on you. Choose friends who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. And if there are toxic relationships draining your energy, it might be time to step back and prioritize your own well-being. Now let's talk about self-care. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. When you neglect your own needs, you have less to give others, and ultimately that hurts you more than anyone else. So, make time for things that nourish your soul, whether it's a hot bath, a good book, a walk in nature, or just some quiet time alone. Listen to your body and give it the TLC it deserves. Finally, remember that cultivating a positive attitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like giving up, days when negativity creeps in. That's totally normal. But don't let those moments define you. Just keep practicing, keep choosing positivity, and keep moving forward. You got this. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who was struggling with feeling overwhelmed and stressed. She felt like she was constantly running on empty, and her negativity was impacting every aspect of her life. She decided to start incorporating these simple practices into her daily routine: gratitude journaling, positive affirmations, spending time in nature, and prioritizing self-care activities. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to notice a shift in her mindset. Her energy levels increased, she felt more optimistic, and she was able to handle challenges with greater resilience. It wasn't an overnight transformation, but by consistently choosing positivity, Sarah created a ripple effect that positively impacted every area of her life. Remember, your attitude is a superpower. It shapes your reality, influences your relationships, and ultimately determines your level of happiness. So, choose to be positive, choose to focus on the good, and watch your world transform. So, my beautiful listeners, are you ready to cultivate that positive attitude like a boss? Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of positivity, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #HealingYourInnerChild and let's spread some good vibes. Until next time, remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are loved. Keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.